Good afternoon. This is a Phase One commutation hearing for Mr. Larry Long, ADC number 162838. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Long is 36 years old and was sentenced to 28 years for sales or transportation of a narcotic drug, a Class D felony. I'll read a short summary of the incident offense. On June 16, 2009, a jury found Mr. Long guilty of counts 1 and 2, sale or possession of narcotic drugs, both Class D felonies, count 3, possession or use of marijuana, Class 6 felony, count 4, aggravated assault, a Class 5 felony, count 5, resisting arrest, a Class 6 felony, and counts 6 and 7, misconduct involving weapons, both Class 4 felonies. In regard to count 1, and I will limit it to this summary, on or about the 12th day of January 2008, the defendant knowingly transported for sale, imported into the state, offered to transport for sale, or imported into the state, sold, transferred, or offered to sell, transfer cocaine based on hydrolyzed cocaine, otherwise known as crack, a narcotic drug having a weight or value that exceeds the statutory threshold amount. He was found guilty by jury trial and was sentenced on July 16, 2009. He's also serving a concurrent sentence for misconduct involving weapons. His case was appealed and upheld on April 19, 2015. Regarding his commutation application, he is asking for a 14-year reduction in his prison sentence. According to Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, he has an unreleased credit date of August 5th, 2032. Should commutation be granted, his new earned release credit date would be August 6th, 2020. The purpose of Mr. Long's request for commutation is based on his assertion that a 28-year sentence for the possession of crack cocaine was excessive and that 10 years of imprisonment was sufficient. He's ready to return to the community, serve his family, and be a productive citizen. He's had moderate discipline in ADC from 2002 to 2015, with his last major on May 12, 2011 for assault. He's had no prior hearings before this board. He has a fiance and letters of support from a friend. Concerning the question of whether Mr. Long's sentence was excessive, he was a repeat offender, including past convictions for armed robbery and assisting a criminal syndicate. And this current case includes 6 concurrent counts to include said charge, possession of dangerous drugs, a Class 4 felony, possession of marijuana, a Class 6 felony, resisting arrest, and a Class 6 felony, and 2 additional counts of misconduct involving a weapon, a Class 4 felony. Based on the aggravating factors such as repetitive and multiple offenses, I do not find his prison sentence excessive, but I am certainly open to the discussion and input of my colleagues.
You discussed it perfectly.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is regarding inmate Larry Long, ADC number 162838. My motion is not to pass him to phase 2.
Second.
Thank you, fellow board members, and this concludes our hearing.